This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Get to our headlines. Brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
It's rare, Vlad. I think I anger him even more during a break. But thanks to Dade South, who sent us a video of Jalen Phillips walking.
Leroy, and I'm like, he's limping in the walk.
Yeah. But I counter that I think
wait
it's...
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on, Toby. I'm not letting you get away with that.
Why?
Leroy just said, and he's limping in the walk. And you go, yeah. And then try to brush that to the side, which is exactly what Leroy's been telling you.
He says he's limping, but I responded to him and I said, you sure that's just not Kane swag?
See?
Oh, man.
I can't with you, bro.
Wait, me neither.
Plus, it was 4 weeks ago. That's an eternity in rehab.
I can't with you.
Not for a year recoup.
I mean, now we're on what? We're now on month 8.
Yeah,
we're getting there.
You got a good three months minimum.
Leroy, if he's dancing, is that improvement? Is that showing like okay? If you dancing now, you're
First of all he did was that was it.
So a simple 1-2 is not cutting it.
He didn't jump.
Okay,
he didn't explode. He just like, man. So, like,
let me see.
But this is not what pisses me off, Vlad. It pisses me off that I know for a fact Tobin has no idea, but I still fight with
it. I never understand it, bro.
I don't.
You're the guy that went against men trying to take you out. So you know what injuries are. You've been to the.
Leroy's taught me about injuries that I've never even heard of before.
How many operations have you had, Tobin?
Operations?
Yes.
I have operated a show all the time.
Operations on you.
Oh, medical operations.
Yes, where you were on a bed, anesthesia, and you had surgery done on you.
Zero.
Oh, zero.
Yeah.
Leroy, how many surgeries have you had?
15.
Zero?
Well, you should let yourself
15.
Heal yourself naturally, you know? One with Mother
naturally.
Earth.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could fix this with juices and berries.
You ever closed your hand
and then it wouldn't open up?
All right, this is the video we got tagged on. This is from David Ferronis of the South Florida Sun Sentinel of Jalen Phillips.
Look, he's limping. He's limping.
Yeah, that's not a good gait right there.
That gait is fine,
right.
Dude.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's fine, limping. Dude.
Okay, watch. Now watch. Here we go. Look.
He's doing a jam on a dance.
I'm gonna tell. Wait, here we go, Vlad. First of all, I can tell by the way he's walking.
Yeah.
Which Achilles it is? It is his right one, because watch when he starts dancing. Watch how high his left one goes, and look at where his right one is. Yeah, barely leaving the ground.
Nah, I don't think so.
When you get in the stance to take off, that thing is straight up
and
in
I'm
the
gonna
air.
Tell you,
and almost flat.
And to add to what Leroy's saying, you know he has no lift because that's the jam on it dancer. You got to be able to, like, you got to jump. You got to jump. Come on, man. Will Smith did that on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He didn't even get
that. Look how high his left ankle is.
That's a Jovic. That was a Jovic vertical he was doing right there.
Jokic. He can't go up on his toes yet. So he's not there yet.
He couldn't go up on his toes a month ago. Now he's doing Pilates.
You know how, look, okay, listen. The left ankle is normal, right?
Yep.
See where that is? Look at where the right one is. Dude.
I think you just have a bad angle of the shoe.
God, no!
I think you do.
I know what I'm talking about.
Because I'm looking
and
at
the shoe is bad, too. When you got to wear shoes with lift like that, that means you're still protecting
your
foot. Yeah,
but like he's got this one up. But see, this one's kind of to the side, so you don't have the same bounce on it.
You can tell that
it's the right foot.
Ankle,
you can tell it's the right foot.
He's up on his toes, and the right one is still flat, damn near.
Yeah.
All
right.
He got you,
Tobin. I'm sorry.
Well, he thinks he has me.
Right away.
He thinks he has me. We'll see.
Dude, okay. Would you like to put a wager on this that he does not play?
Oh, I'm not going to put a wager on it because, like, what if this season?
Yeah.
No,
why?
Well,
you know why?
I'll tell you why. Because there's a lot of things out of my control. What if Tua gets hurt and the Dolphins start 0-7. Are you going to risk bringing him back? Like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's not fair.
He got to get paid, don't he?
Who?
Jalen Phillips.
What do you mean?
He's working for a check.
He's
so
working
if
for
he's healthy, he plays.
He's got a fifth-year option. It's not like he's a free agent next year.
You want to go through the same BS you went through with Christian Wilkins and the rest of them guys?
The same BS that got Christian Wilkins a gazillion dollars from the Raiders? Boy, poor Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
He still got paid. You guys are boxing yourself in.
But don't you want to pay him? Or you want
to
keep on losing?
I would like to pay
players?
Him, but he's got to show me that he's got to show me something, you know?
Oh, now he's got to show you something.
Of course.
I thought he was showing you something with the Pilates.
He is showing me something, but you guys are sitting here.
The hardest drill is not the dreaded shuttle drill. The hardest drill, and we did it probably twice.
Oklahoma?
Or three times a camp, is one-on-one pass rush with the linebackers. Because most of the time, we don't block linebackers. So when we do that drill, we just get 250 pounds against 220 pounds, and they just bull rush you.
Dade South says, that's definitely a Kane swag limp. I agree.
Yo, Karen, I think JFK's assassination got less analysis than Phillips' ACL rehab.
That's because of Tobin.
What?
I said when he had the injury, right? When he had the injury, I said, We're looking at 10 to 12 months. I don't care how much you quick of a healer you think he is. That's the reality of that injury.
Damn, Shmita. Why you say Leroy's hardest drill was holding on to the football?
Oof.
I held on to it most of the time for 10 years, so I'm okay. Like, the great thing about you commenting on my career is it's been played and done, and all I can present to you is what it is. Right? So I'm good.
You sure that's just not swag?
So that's just swag. Not a pimp with a limp, as RVA Richie just said? It's not a pimp
with
a limp.
Last?
Dude, can I, like, you...
That's good.
I don't understand what you think a torn Achilles recovery time is. It is the single-handed worst injury you can have in sports. The worst. The most difficult to come back from. It's not a knee.
Mm-hmm. But it's gotten better. I mean, people have come back. But
no, not really.
No, it has. It has. You can't say it hasn't.
The here.
I'm gonna look at a list of guys who've had Achilles injuries and how they return.
Of the injury has probably gotten a little bit better, but the time to heal it has not.
Let me just ask you this. All right, if that kook Aaron Rodgers was gonna come back.
He wasn't gonna come back.
Yeah,
he might
have. He was out on the practice field.
Hold on. The only thing I'm gonna throw. The only thing I will say.
And the other thing is he ain't running or getting in 3-point stance and taking off. He just
exactly. He's just moving side to side.
So,
but he has to play every snap, and Jalen Phillips, you know, you can limit his snaps.
He didn't play, so it's a moot point.
Okay, let me ask you this.
All right, fine, but he was trying. He was out on the practice field.
Okay, I have a list of athletes who suffered Achilles tendon injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
In the NBA, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Wesley Matthews, John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, and Rudy Gay. But with the list of those names. And Kobe probably happened towards the end of his career.
Mm-hmm.
None of these guys, except for Durant, have been the same player that they were prior to the injury.
Yeah, but
he's 7 foot and can shoot from.
Yeah, but Klay still came back and won a championship. Mm-hmm. Like he was not off the floor.
John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins have not been the same. Rudy Gay's been a journeyman. Wes Matthews, another journeyman. And Kobe was at towards the end of his career.
But Wes Matthews was a journeyman anyway.
Right. So it really didn't help his career. Kirk Cousins, Robert Mathis, Aaron Rodgers.
And didn't John Wall like re-injure it like in the midst of a
he
slipped,
came back too soon.
Didn't he? I thought he said that
he came back too soon.
Wasn't it the story that he slipped in the shower?
Because so you see how sensitive that thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, no.
And you're not
like,
the same.
I'm telling
bro.
You. It is the worst injury you can have in sports right now.
Look.
It is.
Let's be real. 13 wasn't the same after he tore his Achilles.
That was how many years ago, dude?
Exactly.
Science.
So the science might have improved, but you're not 100%. It may take you 2 years to be being fully back to yourself again.
We'll take a break. Speaking of quarterbacks, we got to wonder about Tua on something. Back after this.
It's our number Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
DJ Khaled. Hey. Yes. Yeah. We were back.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. You guys can get in on the chat, Miami 560 WQAM.
Somebody, Waddle Baby Waddle say Klay doesn't count because he tore his Achilles, his ACL, his MCL, his PCL, and a hangnail. All
that
the
was
same
funny. Thing.
That is true. That is fair. That is fair. We are about 10 days out from Vets Report into training camp, Leroy, and the very exciting upcoming year, hopefully, for the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
Still, of course, the biggest story remains. Tua Tagovailoa and his contract extension. Do you feel like, I'm curious about this, Leroy, give me the percentage that you have that Tua Tagovailoa would actually hold out if he doesn't have his contract?
10%.
10%?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Here's what I learned a long time ago in life. No matter what, you have to be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is further expose the others. You see what I'm saying? So, for example, Christian Wilkins. The whole time that was going on, right? Mm-hmm. He said, I love playing football. I'm going to play football. I'm not going to miss any football.
Right.
Right? And in the end, we all looked at the Dolphins and like, why didn't you take care of him sooner?
Sure.
You see what I'm saying? So...
But that being said, didn't get his contract. Even if he did that, like,
oh, he got paid.
He didn't get it from the Dolphins, and right, so him coming in and doing the quote unquote hold in where he's there but doesn't do drills, you know, didn't really pan out for him getting the deal where he originally wanted the deal. What?
Listen here, Let me explain something to you. This is how this works. All you can do is put yourself in a position to get the contract. If the team that you're playing for has determined that you ain't worth it and you get it somewhere else, so be it. That ain't on you.
But is it?
Chris Wilkins wanted to be here. The Dolphins chose not to pay him.
I understand.
That's not on Christian Wilkins.
I'm not saying it is on Christian Wilkins, but his whole holding pressure for getting a deal with the Dolphins or going to camp
they
and not doing drills.
Him.
I understand, but that's my point. Is like he
you got to live with that.
I understand. I don't think you're really understanding what my point is here.
No, I don't.
Okay, he goes to camp, right?
Right.
But his move was, I'm going to do a week of drills, and then I'm not going to do anything until the regular season starts. Okay. So it doesn't really publicly put any pressure on the Dolphins to get a deal done, correct. Right?
Correct.
He ends
up. Here's the problem. Christian Wilkins had a hard time not being who he was.
Correct. So what I'm asking.
And so what I'm going to take advantage of that.
So do you think there's any shot Tua, who has a lot of that same quality, loves football, doesn't like right. to rock the boat, but right. nice guys finish last. Is there any shot you make the Dolphins for a week have Skylar Thompson run camp?
No.
And have Mike no. White run camp.
No.
And
no.
that will actually put some pressure to get
no.
a deal done.
No, because you're living in a different world. And here's why. Okay? No matter what in life, you got to be who you are. And the hell with the other people. So I can live with, listen, Christian Wilkins can live with what he did. Because he did right by him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that matters. Tua is going to make that same decision, okay? That, listen, I've preached and I've told everybody what kind of person I am. I'm going to be consistent with who I am. If they don't choose to pay me, that's on them. And you live with it. And maybe you don't get as much money as you want. But it's amazing to me how people will, if a player decides to hold out,
mm-hmm.
say he's not a team player, but if a team doesn't want to pay the player his market value, then they're just being smart.
Yeah, but I'm not disagreeing with that point for you and the perception of that. But
right.
isn't the point for Tua, like if the point is to get a deal done and the deal's yep. not done in 10 days,
yep.
isn't the fastest way to get it done to really rock the boat? Like
no,
to really do something?
Scary.
Like because being yourself, it's really not going to – like, yeah. once you get to camp and if he's there, that's really the last – it's kind of the last bullet in his chamber for this contract negotiation.
Here's what I would say about how this is working, okay? And I'm going to use Christian Wilkins again, right? They have determined under no circumstances were they giving Christian Wilkins $20 million a year. Okay? And they stood on that hill, and they never left. Right? They could be feeling the same way about Tua. Now, I will say this, is that all this could have been avoided if you would have took care of him sooner.
Of course. But wouldn't it have been different for Christian? And I know, good for him. He stayed true to himself. But would it have been different if he didn't show up?
No. I don't think so. I think the way Dolphins management has done it, they have, we ain't paying this much.
Yeah, but the last,
they haven't budged.
Okay, but the last guy to really do it and did make it ugly was Xavien Howard because he blasted them on social media. And what do you know? A week later, he has a new contract.
But and guess what? And I will say this, and I've said this before to you. Everybody wants a company guy, but the company guy doesn't get rewarded.
It's kind of my point.
Basically,
though.
What they want a company guy for is to shut up.
Right. So I'm asking
okay?
for Tua's sake because it would be
Tua's
so. Best. I understand it's out of character. That, but doesn't that rock the boat more if you're him? I'm talking about this from a perspective of him getting the deal done. You don't think it's. You don't think they're. Let me ask you this: do you feel like him not showing up, if he were to do it, which I agree. I agree with you. It's unlikely. I say it's out of his character. I know all of this. Mm-hmm. But do you feel like if he did not show up, okay, if he mm-hmm. didn't show up, you don't feel like it boosts urgency a percentage more on the Dolphins' part to get something done? You think that they just say, "Oh, F it, we'll make them look bad"?
Exactly.
Okay, I don't think so.
And here's where you have to go. You have to think of this. They're gonna wait because they're gonna say we can fine him $5 million, right? It could go up to $5 million.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can do this. But in the meantime, while all this is going on, Tua isn't getting an opportunity to earn more money. You see what I'm saying? So it's like you can say, I'm going to get taken care of by the Dolphins or nobody else. If you take that stand, then you can hold out because the $5 million won't matter. Right? But in the mind of Christian Wilkins, what I think they did was they worked out a deal where they said, we're not going to franchise you.
Yeah. But I also, respectfully, in camp, isn't there a little bit of a difference to Christian Wilkins who, you know, you can plug him in on the defensive line.
Tua's more important.
Yeah. To run the business of your camp and you have an offensive coach, doesn't that rock the boat more than a Christian Wilkins?
Which brings me to my point. If it was so important, then why are we waiting till last?
I don't know. But I know. I know.
Why are you sitting here and you're making valid points about, hey, do they not understand how important this is to get this thing going? Right? Clearly they don't care.
Wow, you just said Tobin made valid points.
Yeah, he did about like,
no, because
like,
I totally
Tua's not Christian Wilkins.
Christian, he's
because
look.
You might be able to get by without Christian Wilkins, which I don't think they can, but that we'll find out.
Dude, he's okay? not he
but
like
Tua is not the he's not the quarterback.
Leroy's
the quarterback is the engine that runs the team.
Look, Leroy's so spot on. He's not gonna do it because he has respect for Mike McDaniel. And you know he is always held
but
himself.
Shouldn't he though? Because he, he's
I
under,
yeah,
he
I feel
fan guy.
If I'm his agent, I'm definitely like,
you
hey man,
really think but this
you,
fan
and his
base?
Agent might be here. His agent could very well be suggesting that, and Tua may say, "No, I'm not doing it."
But then here's the thing, though: if he doesn't do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we still, you're still going, you don't get anything done before the season begins.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you making him look like, wouldn't the organization really make Tua look like the guy? Because if he's not, if he's willing to play without getting paid and he balls out,
mm-hmm.
the fan base is going to say, you got to pay that man.
But here's the deal. Here's what has happened in these last two seasons. First of all, I think they waited too long, Christian Wilkins and Tua.
So if you learn from your mistake with Christian, don't you take care of it now?
That's my whole point. But they're going to do it again. And what's going to happen is Tua's contract is going to be so ridiculously large, right, that we're going to look at management and say, why didn't you take care of this last year?
Sure.
Because you could have saved $5, $10 million a year to go get other players.
And here's the other thing, guys. If they franchise him, he's going to make $53 million that year as a franchise quarterback.
But here's
the kicker. He's going to be able to make more.
Here's the reason why you don't want to have to do that. Okay? Because I can give him an average of $55 million. But not count $53 million against my cap, okay? If you franchise him, that's $53 million off the cap.
Yeah, you got to pay that.
You got to pay number. That. So while everybody's sitting around waiting and thinking, oh, we can just franchise him, if you franchise him, it's going to handcuff you more than if you give him $55 million a year.
I will say, I don't think that he'll do it. But I was surprised with how publicly disappointed he was and voicing those concerns, because that's not like him.
And he was even nice when he was voicing. So
well, the market is the market, but like
that's the line.
What I hate about this. Here's what I hate about this. Okay, is because you are now taking a player, a company man. and running over him. Because you know he's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
And it's,
you're
and
taking
it's
advantage funny. Of his and loyalty so, to McDaniel.
So when a player, when we see a player act a damn fool for his money, that's why I don't get mad. Because they see the other side of this. They see the guys being company guys. They see the Dak Prescotts and the Tuas, right? They see all those guys. And guess what? And the team just goes about and says whatever the hell they want to say with no lash, nobody snapping back at them, right? Because they're all good dudes and they're towing the company line because that's what you want your quarterback to do. But then you don't take care of them. So under no circumstances is this ever going to be on tour. Never. It's never going to be on tour. Because all you ingrates out there who think that Tua's not worth it, who else you going to put there?
And that's the key question.
Right.
Well, that's that,
I'm acting
that,
like there's a boatload of quarterbacks out there who could do what Tua does.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm his agent, I'm like, look, I know you like Mike McDaniel. I know you want to be that. But just, hey, I talk to Tua, and I say, and he goes, hey, agent. He goes, hey, Tua. He goes, ready for camp? He goes, yeah, how's the deal coming along? Pretty slow. How about this? Why don't we give him a week of Mike White?
No.
That's no. exactly
you
it.
Give him a week of
a week
Mike
of
White.
Mikey Blanco.
Just a week of Mike White.
Mikey Blanco, baby.
Just don't. He goes, come on. Mike McDaniel believed in me. He goes, does he? He goes, he did. He turned my career around. He goes, hey, I'm trying to make sure your career is set.
But here's a question I have for you guys.
You give him a week of Mike White.
Dolphins need Tua. But what other teams are really wanting Tua? That would be another, if he does ever hit the free agent market.
Where would he go?
Yeah, which teams are going to be going after him? I don't want to say it's similar to another team down here, but you might have a Tyler Hero situation with Tua.
I guess it depends how he plays this year, right?
Right. But here's the thing. Cap for Life hit me with, Kirk Cousins got tagged twice, Leroy. Is he still stuck in Minnesota? But here's the kicker. First of all.
Well, he got tagged by Washington.
I put the Miami Dolphins in a higher class of organization than the Washington Redskins. So let's start there. Okay? The other thing is, Kirk Cousins has made more guaranteed money than anybody in football.
He's good.
Right.
But not good enough for
and
them to not draft a quarterback.
Wait, for the last 3 or 4 years have been saying, Kirk Cousins, why is everybody paying and everybody knocking down the door for Kirk Cousins? You think they're not going to do that for Tua?
We'll take a break. Tickle Leroy's Fancy next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Let's do it.
Leroy, tonight, game one between the Marlins and Reds. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Why?
You know damn well why.
Fancy not tickled.
That's a fair point. By the way, Paul Skeens has just been named the NL All-Star starter. For next week's All-Star game.
I mean, if he pitched, 22?
Yeah. And you know who his girlfriend is, right?
She's the gymnast, yeah?
Yeah.
Is she an Olympic gymnast or is she just a college gymnast?
She's a beautiful gymnast. Okay. How about that? She's just a beautiful gymnast. That's how about that? Livy Dunn.
Fair enough. I didn't know if she was like going to be on the same team as like Simone Biles or something.
No.
Like that.
But you got to understand, she's got to be something if all they talked about was her and Serena's outfits at the ESPYs yesterday. Like, they were the...
Did Serena Williams host the ESPYs yesterday?
Yes, she did.
That's kind of cool.
Yes, she did.
Good for her. I didn't really tune into the ESPYs.
Nobody did.
I couldn't really.
By the way, it was weird that they did it the week before the All-Star game.
Yeah.
They usually do
that
it.
That is odd.
That was very odd.
I wonder what the reasoning was behind
probably
that.
The Olympics, maybe.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Anyway, Leroy, tomorrow night, 6:30, Heat, Celtics, Summer League, Vegas Summer League opener. Take a fancy.
Now, this is going to require an explanation.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Fancy not tickled.
Tomorrow's Big Spoon's birthday.
Big Spoon!
Happy born day, Big Spoon.
Yep.
You got something nice planned?
What you got planned?
Yeah.
You got anything good? You got something in the holster?
You know,
definitely ending with a
my birthday cream. Gift for her is having a bit of a delay. Thank you. Because I paid for expedited.
Oh.
Yeah. I love the way people can just deliver crap when they want to. You know what I'm saying?
It's unbelievable.
Because if I call FedEx and I say, give me a refund for, you know, my shipping because I was supposed to get it on X amount of day and it came 3 days later or 4 days later, right? And they go, you got to call the company that you shipped it with. So they wash their hands of it. So they're late and they don't want to have nothing to do with the, you see what I'm saying? So yeah.
Bastards.
The hell with them.
The hell with them, dude. Leroy, tomorrow night, we have a little UFC action. Thug Rose Namajunas.
She fights. Retired.
No, she did not.
No,
she stepped away for a little bit, though. You're not wrong about that.
Okay.
She fights Tracy Cortez in a last-minute replacement. It's supposed to be Macy Barber. She got hurt. It is UFC Denver. I know you're busy, but if you weren't, would you be fancy tickled by UFC Denver at 10 o'clock?
Here's what I've done.
Free, by the way, on ESPN.
Okay, yeah, I'll kick the tires on that. Because usually what I do
fancy is tickled.
I see if I'm going to be up for the main card, and I'll watch the undercard.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm still got a lot of energy, then I order the fight. I'm not ordering the fight and then trying to stay up.
Yeah,
so that's I'm interested.
You don't have to order a fight until a couple weeks for UFC London, UFC 304. Okay. That's a good card.
But that's in the middle of the day.
No, you know what? It's not in the middle of the day. In fact, this has been a big point of controversy because they're making all of the blokes be there at 3 in the morning. They're doing it regular time.
What?
Yeah.
Are they wild?
I don't know.
Are they sick in the head?
They are sick in the head.
So what, they want a soccer-style fan?
No, not 3 in the morning.
Dude, 3 in the morning,
these guys
are going to be drunk
their
mind.
The time would be 4 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning their time, which would be 8 p.m. our time.
No.
9 p.m. out there.
They're ahead of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 a.m. their time. 4 o'clock in the day, it'll start off at 10 o'clock there.
No. It starts at
10 p.m. Eastern card.
Oh, 3 a.m. their time.
Wait. 10 p.m.
our time.
It starts
United States time.
Yep.
Which means that it's, the next day.
Yeah.
So 3 o'clock in the morning.
So it's not.
They're going to be partying from the night before going into that.
It's going to
not
be
the crowd you want.
It's going to be it's either going to be a dead atmosphere because everyone's going to be tired, or most likely hooligan drunk.
Have you not seen what they've been doing at the Euros? Guys have been doing rails right after a goal.
Us that? Was that who did we talk to about this? I don't remember who I interviewed about this.
I heard Solana got. Listen, I was glad his team lost, but I didn't want to see what happened to him.
I know.
That's
He got hooliganized.
Yeah.
Oh, Solana?
Yeah, he got busted up.
His family is dead.
I thought he was pulling a bit.
Serious?
I thought he deadpan.
No, I saw pictures.
I did too. I was like, you're doing a bit. Come on. You didn't really get jumped. But no, saw the marks. Feel bad for our boy.
Damn, he went to Charlotte and got beat up?
Yep. Went to Charlotte, got beat up, and now you got to watch our next game, Leroy, the Copa America final. Hard Rock Stadium. Messi and
Sunday,
Argentina.
Right?
Sunday.
Against Colombia.
Against Colombia. Take your fancy.
Yeah, I'm going to kick the tires.
My fancy is tickled.
Should be an atmosphere. We saw very expensive to get in.
I tell you what. Boy, y'all do soccer. Goodness. Y'all do soccer. y'all ride or die with y'all teams.
Yeah.
But then in soccer, though, you can have like five different teams, right? Do you follow the players or the teams?
You follow
your national team.
You follow the country.
Your Euro team.
You follow your country team and you follow the club team.
Just one club team in whatever league. You can have a club team in different leagues.
I guess you could have different club teams in different leagues, but usually they have you follow. There's one club team from your area that's your team.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm very interested. I like the atmosphere. Till y'all start beating the hell out of each other, then I'm out.
I mean, that's a lot of alcohol and drugs being.
But it didn't even seem like sometimes they just passionate. It didn't even seem like it was alcohol involved.
A lot of times. We saw those McGregor fans too, you know?
Yeah, and you know, they like the booger sugar, so you know.
Leroy, at 9 a.m., we have the Wimbledon final. Carlos Alcaraz has just advanced, by the way. Take your fancy, 9 o'clock Sunday?
Who's he? Alcaraz against
waiting on the winner. The semifinal still going on. Djokovic is getting going here in a few minutes.
Is he going against
Lorenzo Musetti? Musetti?
I think Musetti? I'm Italian guy. If it's Joker, yes. If it's the other guy, no.
If it's Lorenzo, no.
Yeah.
All right, come on, Joker. You got to get it going. All right, that is Tickle My Funzy. I wasn't going to ask if you were fancy was tickled by Love Island.
What about Euro? Is he going to watch the Euro Cup?
Who's in the Euro Cup final, Vlad?
Spain versus England.
Oh, dude. Take your fancy?
No. Oh. But here's the deal.
Fancy, not
you
tickle.
You always forget to ask me. But you better start asking me.
Why?
House of Dragon.
Hmm?
Oh, this Sunday, House of Dragon. Tickles your fancy?
Of course it tickles your fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
We got to tip our 40s to a couple of dragons, the little dragons. And I want to know who got this Debo dragon. This Debo dragon just chewing up everything.
They're usually the one that dies the worst.
And then it ain't even the two people. You know, the thing that kills me about it, the two people that's ruling, right? They ain't the two people starting to mess up.
I know. It's crazy.
It's old Patches of Houlihan and the brother of the old king that married his daughter, and it's all kind of crazy stuff.
Patches of Houlihan.
Tobin, you know who Tobin is? Tobin's the kid in high school who was supposed to do a book report, but he didn't read the book. He read like the... What you call it, like the abbreviated version of the book. The Cliff Note version of the book. And then somebody will mention something, and then he'd be like, oh, this guy. I can't stand him. You know? He completely has not watched House of Dragons.
I have. Now, I'm not as into it as I am Love Island.
Okay.
But I am watching House of Dragons.
Okay.
I haven't, up until this last episode, I'm not going to spoil it because action did pick up. But I was like, let's go House of Dragons. Let's pick it up a little bit.
Hey, but check this out. Let me explain something to you, right? Love Island is not must watch. It ain't.
That's your opinion, Leroy.
No, you're.
I know.
You're so wrong.
I know.
You're so wrong.
I know. But you can't you just stream it and watch as many episodes as you want?
I mean, if you don't want to be in on the voting, which my wife and I do, because we like to vote for our favorite couple.
See, I respect that. That's you two. You and your wife's show. That's your couple show. Everybody that has a significant other should have a couple show. That's what they watch. I respect
that. Me and my wife can't watch TV together.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're all
fancy next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Are you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? You fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh?
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Let's do it.
Leroy, tonight, Game one between the Marlins and Reds. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Why?
You know damn well why.
Fancy, not tickled.
That's a fair point. By the way, Paul Skeens has just been named the NL All-Star starter for next week's All-Star game.
I mean, if he pitched, 22?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know who his girlfriend is, right?
She's the gymnast, yeah?
Yeah.
Is she an Olympic gymnast or is she just a college gymnast?
She's a beautiful gymnast. Okay. How about that? She's just a beautiful gymnast. That's how about that. Livy Dunn. Livy Dunn.
Fair enough. I didn't know if she was like going to be on the same team as like Simone Biles or something.
No,
like that.
But you got to understand, she's got to be something if all they talked about was her and Serena's outfits at the ESPYs yesterday. Like they were the...
Did Serena Williams host the ESPYs yesterday?
Yes, she did.
That's kind of cool.
Yes, she did.
Good for her. I didn't really tune into the ESPYs. I don't.
Nobody did.
I couldn't really.
By the way, it was weird that they did it the week before the All-Star game.
Yeah.
They usually do
that
it.
That is odd.
That was very odd.
I wonder what the reasoning was behind
probably
that.
Probably the Olympics, maybe.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Anyway, Leroy, tomorrow night, 6:30, Heat, Celtics, Summer League, Vegas Summer League opener. Take your fancy.
Now this is going to require an explanation.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Fancy, not tickled.
Tomorrow's Big Spoon's birthday.
Big Spoon!
Happy born day, Big Spoon.
Yep.
You got something nice planned?
What you got planned?
Yeah.
You got anything good? You got something in the holster?
You know,
definitely ending with a
my birthday food. Gift for her is having a bit of a delay. Thank you, because I paid for expedited.
Oh.
Yeah. I love the way people can just deliver crap when they want to. You know what I'm saying?
It's unbelievable.
Because if you call, see, if I call FedEx and I say, give me a refund for, you know, my shipping, because I was supposed to get it on X amount of day, and it came 3 days later or 4 days later, right? And... they go, you got to call the company that you shipped it with. So they wash their hands of it. So they're late and they don't want to have nothing to do with the, you see what I'm saying? So yeah.
Bastards.
The hell with them.
The hell with them, dude. Leroy, tomorrow night, we have a little UFC action. Thug Rose Namajunas.
Ooh. I thought she fights. Retired.
No, she did not. No, she stepped away for a little bit, though. You're not wrong about that.
Okay.
She fights Tracy Cortez in a last-minute replacement. Supposed to be Macy Barber. She got hurt. It is UFC Denver. I know you're busy, but if you weren't, would you be fancy tickled by UFC Denver at 10 o'clock?
Here's what I've done.
Free, by the way, on ESPN.
Okay, yeah, I'll kick the tires on that. Because usually what I do
fancy is tickled.
I see if I'm going to be up for the main card, and I'll watch the undercard.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm still got a lot of energy, then I order the fight. I'm not ordering the fight and then trying to stay up.
Yeah,
so that's I'm interested.
You don't have to order a fight until a couple weeks for UFC London, UFC 304. Okay. That's a good card.
But that's in the middle of the day.
No, you know what? It's not in the middle of the day. In fact, this has been a big point of controversy because they're making all of the blokes be there at 3 a.m. They're doing it regular time.
What?
Yeah.
Are they wild?
I don't know.
Are they sick in the head?
They are sick in the head.
So what, they want a soccer style fan?
No, not 3 a.m.
Dude, 3 a.m.
No,
these guys
are
going to be drunk
their
mind.
No, time would be 4 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning their time, which would be 8 p.m. our time.
Or no.
9 p.m. our time.
They're ahead of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
3 a.m. their time. 4 o'clock in the day. It'll start off at 10 o'clock there.
No. It starts at
10 p.m. Eastern card.
Oh, 3 a.m. all so their time.
Wait. So, wait. 10 p.m.
Our time.
It starts
United States time.
Yep.
Which means that it's, the next day.
Yeah.
So, 3 o'clock in the morning.
So, it's
they're going to be partying from the night before going into that.
It's going to
not
be
the crowd
it's,
you want.
It's going to be a. It's either going to be a dead atmosphere because everyone's going to be tired, or most likely hooligan drunk.
Have you not seen what they've been doing at the Euros? Guys have been doing rails right after a goal. They're
who told
be-
us that? Was that who did we talk to about this? I don't remember who I interviewed about this.
I heard Solana got Listen, I was glad his team lost, but I didn't want to see what happened to him.
I know. That's not cool. He got hooliganized.
Yeah.
Oh, Solana?
Yeah, he got busted up.
His family is dead.
I thought he was pulling a bit. Like, I thought he deadpanned.
No, I saw pictures.
I did too. I was like, nah, you're doing a bit. Come on. You didn't really get jumped. But no, saw the marks. Feel bad for our boy.
Damn, he went to Charlotte and got beat up?
Yep. Went to Charlotte, got beat up, and now you got to watch our next game, Leroy, the Copa America final. Hard Rock Stadium, Messi, and Sunday, Argentina, right? Sunday.
Against Colombia.
Against Colombia. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I'm going to kick the tires.
My fancy is tickled.
Should be an atmosphere. We saw very expensive to get in.
I tell you what. Boy, y'all do soccer. Goodness. Y'all do soccer. Y'all ride or die with y'all teams.
Yeah.
But then in soccer, though, you can have like five different teams, right? Do you follow the players or the teams?
You follow
your national team.
You follow the country.
Your Euro team.
You follow your country team and you follow the club team.
Just one club team in whatever league. You can have a club team in different leagues.
I guess you could have different club teams in different leagues, but usually there's one club team from your area that's your team.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm very interested. I like the atmosphere till y'all start beating the hell out of each other. Then I'm out.
I mean, that's a lot of alcohol and drugs being consumed.
But it didn't even seem like sometimes they just passing. It didn't even seem like it was alcohol involved.
A lot of times. We saw those McGregor fans too, you know?
Yeah, and you know, they like the booger sugar, so you know.
Leroy, at 9 a.m., we have the Wimbledon final. Carlos Alcaraz has just advanced, by the way. Take your fancy, 9 o'clock Sunday?
Who's he? Alcaraz against?
Waiting on the winner. The semifinal's still going on. Djokovic is getting going here in a few minutes.
Is he going against
Lorenzo Musetti? Musetti?
I think Musetti? I'm Italian guy. If it's Joker, yes. If it's the other guy, no.
If it's Lorenzo, no?
Yeah.
All right, come on, Joker. You got to get it going. All right. That is Tickle My Funzy. I wasn't going to ask if you were fancy was tickled by Love Island.
What about Euro? Is he going to watch the Euro Cup?
Who's in the Euro Cup final, Vlad?
Spain versus England.
Oh, dude. Tickle your fancy?
No. Oh. But here's the deal.
Fancy, not
you
tickled.
You always forget to ask me. But you better start asking me.
Why?
House of Dragon.
Hmm?
Oh, this Sunday, House of Dragon. Tickles your fancy?
Of course it tickles your fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
We got to tip our 40s to a couple of dragons, the little dragons. And who? I want to know who got this Debo dragon. This Debo dragon just chewing up everything.
They're usually the one that dies the worst.
And then it ain't even the two people. You know the thing that kills me about it? The two people that's ruling, right? They ain't the two people starting to mess up.
I know. It's crazy.
It's old Patches of Houlihan and the brother of the old king that married his daughter, and it's all kind of crazy stuff.
Patches of Houlihan.
Toby, you know who Toby is. Toby's the kid in high school. Who was supposed to do a book report, but he didn't read the book. He read like the, what you call it, like the abbreviated version of the book. The Cliff Note version of the book. And then somebody will mention something, and then he'd be like, oh, this guy, I can't stand him. You know? He completely has not watched House of Dragons.
I have. Now, I'm not as into it as I am Love Island.
Okay.
But I am watching House of Dragons.
Okay.
I haven't, up until this last episode, I'm not going to spoil it because action did pick up. But I was like, let's go House of Dragons. Let's pick it up a little bit.
Hey, but check this out. Let me explain something to you. Right? Love Island is not must watch. It ain't.
That's your opinion, Leroy.
No, you're
I know.
You're so wrong.
I know.
You're so wrong.
I know. But you can't you just stream it and watch as many episodes as you want?
I mean, if you don't want to be in on the voting, which my wife and I do, because we like to vote for our favorite couple.
See, I respect that. That's you too. You and your wife's show. That's your couple show. Everybody that has a significant other should have a couple show. That's what they watch. I respect.
Me and my wife can't watch TV together.
Yeah. You're married. Though. She's rewatching Vikings too, which I'm very excited about. But now, final season of Vikings Valhalla also came out, so I got to watch that.
No, another season?
Yeah, no. New season, Vikings Valhalla.
Really?
Yep. Just dropped. Just dropped.
Just dropped, because I thought, I saw the first season.
Oh, so you got an extra season. There's three seasons.
I got two. Yeah, I've seen all the seasons.
Okay, so yeah, the third season just dropped this week.
Right.
But she just started watching the OG Vikings, so I was watching that with her too. Love Floki, man. Oh,
Floki.
Man, does he hate that
piece. He was the craziest dude in the show that made the most sense at the end.
Yep.
Right? It's crazy. When the crazy dude, you start looking at Floki as the leader, like the guy that makes the most sense –